Welcome, everyone, to the Split Screen Podcast, the podcast where we compare movie remakes to one another. My name is Shah Shaheed, even though it might not sound like it, given the current state of my voice. This is a special episode today where we're actually going to take a look at some trailers for the upcoming movies of February 2018, Bollywood movies. Coming back, starting the new year pretty light. I know the show's been gone for a while. I heard some complaints, but we're trying to get back on schedule. It's a bad start to the new year. I started January 3rd with laryngitis. And some bronchitis mixed in for good measure. So my resolution to podcast more kind of got blown up as soon as the month started. So that's always a good time. I'm excited for this show because as everyone knows, this show, my show, is really reliant on guests. I've mined my deep pool of recurring guests over and over again to the one point where people are like, you know, Shah, I have other things in my life. You got to leave me alone. So I'm always trying to expand sort of my repertoire, my repertoire, is that the word? I don't even, my cabinet, my wardrobe from Narnia, whatever it is. Trying to increase my database of guests, let's say. People I go to for the show, okay? Wow, great start. So I'm excited because today on the show we have someone I'm very excited about, a good friend of mine, very Bollywood, very sort of into all of these things that we usually do on this show. I'd like to introduce everyone to Shruti Jonathanan. Welcome, Shruti.
Thank you, Shah. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure being here. And I'm finally excited. I get to talk to you about movies and talk about them, actually, with you.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, in a recorded format for public listening later, because we do talk about movies generally anyways.
This is true. At least, hopefully we won't get too tangential like we usually do.
I think this is the most organized we've ever been. Usually it's kind of like, hey, what are you doing? What happened? Had a shitty day at work? Let me tell you about the trailer I just watched. This is kind of more...
Yeah, usually.
Yeah.
That's usually what happens. It starts with one trailer and ends up in like 5 years from now. This is what's happening.
And it's kind of like, yeah, exactly. And this is a bit more organized. You know, we kind of like you know, there's a flow. I gave you a sort of an itinerary of what we're going to do today. So yeah, let's see how that works. If this ends up being boring, we're just going to switch to turn the mic on and hey, how was your day?
So yeah, basically.
Okay, cool.
The brilliance of being recorded, but go on.
So, all right. So, like I said earlier, this show is going to be really focusing on the movies that are coming out in February 2018, Bollywood movies coming out February 2018. I'm going to try to do this a monthly thing. If anyone's interested, please definitely get in touch with me if you want to talk about, you know, upcoming movies of any sort of month, that kind of thing. So, Shruti, January was kind of a weak month.
Yep, agreed.
But it's going to end kind of on a bang because we had, I mean, a movie that's been awaited for 2 years now. It was supposed to come out in December. But due to controversy, it didn't, which is, you know, surprise to nobody. I'm obviously talking about the movie formerly known as Padmavati, which, I don't know about you, I'm going to call Padmavati, because you know what, I can't get used to Padmavat.
I get confused. I start off as Padmavati, and then suddenly I say, wait, they just changed the name, it's Padmavat. But, you know, honestly, this is just one of the most... I feel like December is a cursed month for Bhansali for some reason. Because the year before, it was Bajrao Mastani and Dilwale Fashion. Like, there's something that always happens whenever a Bhansali movie comes out.
Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, yeah, what are you going to... I mean, it's... Yeah, I don't know what to say. It's going to be Padmavati for me always. We're not going to touch too much on the controversy because it's been done to death, and I'm probably going to touch on it again when I review the movie, which is tomorrow after, you know, in the evening. So, which is where we're getting it in Canada, because everywhere else in the world, or at least India, I believe, the movie's out today, January 25th. We're seeing it tomorrow. So, you'll probably see the Padmavat review before this show comes out, because this show is going to be for February. But due to that controversy, the movie was supposed to come out in December. However, it got pushed to January 25th. Now, the reason why it's relevant for this podcast and this episode is that our first two movies were supposed to come out today, January 25th. I'm talking about the Akshay Kumar starring Padman. See, now I was going to say Padman, which is...
Yeah, it's the Padmavati influence.
And Pad means a totally different thing. So, than Pad. For our Hindi listeners. Or Hindi, I guess. Sanskrit? Anyways. So Padman and the Siddharth Malhotra Manoj Bajpayee movie Ayyari was supposed to come out today. Obviously, Padmavat got rescheduled for today. Therefore, Ayyari, which cannot compete with Padmavat, decided, okay, we're going to push our film back to February the 9th. And then Akshay Kumar, weirdly enough, had a press conference with Sanjay Leela Bhansali and out of, you know, graciousness decided to move his film to clash again with Ayyari on February the 9th. So instead of those movies coming on the same day and clashing initially, now they're clashing 2 weeks later or a week later, which is a great sort of turn of events for Bollywood, but that's fine. So the first movie we are going to be talking about, and all the trailers for everything, all the movies we discussed today will be in the show notes for this episode. The first movie we're discussing today is the Akshay Kumar starring Padman, also starring with Radhika Apte and Sonam Kapoor. Amitabh Bachchan is also listed in the cast on IMDb. The movie releases again now, February the 9th, 2018. It's directed by R. Balki. And what it is basically it's a biographical film about a inventor, activist, sort of innovator and entrepreneur from India. It is a biopic of Arunachalam Muruganantham. I hope I got that right.
Good job. Good
Tamil speaking listeners.
I'm very proud of you. You nailed it.
I try. I said that once and I'm like, I got this. So the movie is about basically this person that a real life story about this guy from Tamil Nadu in India, and he essentially revolutionized making hygienic, you know, feminine pads more accessible to women by creating a machine that was able to create them at a lower price. Otherwise, you know, it wasn't accessible to everyone else at that time, I guess, as readily. So that's what the movie is about. The trailer is out. It will be in the show notes. Shruti, you saw the trailer for Padman. What are your thoughts on this movie?
It tackles a very unique concept, because the entire concept of periods and like the whole menstrual cycle is seen in a different way in South Asian culture. There's a whole bunch of things and sentiments about it in terms of, oh, if a girl is on her period, she can't go to the temple. It's seen in a sort of a negative light, and it's considered a taboo subject to talk about, especially, and usually if you talk to a lot of Desi guys about periods, the first thing they go is, ah, I don't want to hear anymore, please stop.
Right.
Generally, that's the first thing.
I think you can say that about guys in general. Like, not even...
Yeah.
I don't think you have to specify. Like, I think guys in general are kind of very uncomfortable...
Squeamish.
Right. Discussing or talking about that. Not personal experience yet, but I've talked about this often. I live with four girls, so it's kind of a reality for me, and I find it easier to just kind of accept it. I mean, it sounds stupid to say, because it's not like an illness that you have to, like, you know, learn to live with or something. But again, for guys, it's like, I almost feel like it's kind of the conditioned response that you have to be grossed out by it. But then you get a little bit mature and you go, well, why? Like, what is the... Like, it's a biological process. There's other things that the body does that is just as gross and just as stupid. But this is something that's related to women specifically. And it's, from what I understand, it's kind of a hard time for some women. So, like, why not discuss it and vent it and kind of, you know, whatever makes it easier, I think, right? But anyways, I shouldn't be mansplaining periods.
Well, see, the way you just did it is exactly the mood in the trailer when you watch it. The exact same reasons you just spoke about is what's addressed in the trailer. I mean, that being said, it's still... The reason why I said Desi guys is because it's a Bollywood movie, so it's easier for me to approach it from that sort of a perspective. It's also easy to sit and say, yeah, you know, we should talk about it, we should vent it out. But the thing is, with as is the case with a few things in South Asian culture, Desi culture... If women don't feel comfortable enough talking about it, then, you know, for guys to have this conversation is just more challenging.
Now, and this movie, I think, I mean, I hope this movie will maybe not change that, but kind of start that ball rolling.
I sincerely hope so, too, because it's not, let's face it, periods are not disappearing in the next few years unless they come up with some sort of super gene that I'm unaware of. And it's something that's been here for centuries. So hopefully it's a conversation that people are more comfortable having.
How was the trailer? What did you think about... is there any expectations you have from Padman at all? I mean, given it is directed by R. Balki.
Well, my expectations... Again, I hope it's an issue that's addressed in a proper manner, as opposed to sugarcoating things or considering the audience to be dumb enough to not understand. Like, I don't like it when things that are general are dumbed down. Mm-hmm. So I hope it's something, I hope the movie, you know, puts the idea across properly and gets a conversation started. That's my idea.
The trailer as well as the title song from the movie in the poster's marketing kind of portray this character of Akshay Kumar playing, you know, a real life person as a superhero. You know, the marketing and everything, you know, pagla hai, superhero hai pagla and stuff like that. How do you feel about that? Where, I mean, again, I'm not in a place to comment, but I think even with the Toilet movie that Akshay Kumar did earlier last year, as much as these movies seem admirable to me that he's, you know, pushing a social issue to the forefront and you know, he's doing it on behalf of women. But like you said, that, you know, if women aren't comfortable with it or if women aren't the ones kind of discussing it, then obviously we can't, you know, other people, men might feel uncomfortable. But do you think in any way that, I mean, obviously Padman is a biographical movie, so you can't really gender swap the character to become a woman. But do you feel like movies like this would be more beneficial or the impact would be greater? Or what would the influence you think would be if these stories were told from the perspective of a woman and not, you know, a man having to champion the cause for women? Like, for example, in last year's Pink as well, I think. Sorry, 2016's Pink, same thing. Toilet, same thing. Akshay Kumar, you know, fighting for his wife to get a toilet in a region where that's not affordable or you know, approachable. What would you think what the difference would be if these were stories told from a woman's perspective instead of, you know, a leading Bollywood actor?
Well, it's a difficult question because, again, it depends.
I like to go with the hard hitting stuff, Shruti, the hard hitting stuff of the show.
Yes, always. You've never liked baby steps. But as far as if this was done by, you know, if it was a female protagonist, the only person that comes to mind, to my mind, who could pull this off with aplomb is Vidya Balan.
Mm.
If Vidya Balan were the one in this movie talking about, let's say she was Pad Woman, for the sake of sticking to gender norms. But, you know, if it were Vidya Balan spearheading this, I think it would create a lot of buzz, as opposed to any other actors, because unfortunately, it's also the mindset.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying everyone in the movie watching crowd is that way, but there are certain perceptions people have.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking can be a crime sometimes, but I would think that sometimes people just have this preconceived notion. It's like, oh, it's a woman. Of course it's going to be dramatic and emotional. Mm-hmm. You know, of course you're going to be dramatic about it. But, you know, when you introduce
I get it. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I could. Oh, jeez. I would punch someone in the face if I ever heard that. A woman's movie about periods with a woman hero? Oh.
Oh, my God. They're already PMSing about it.
It's going to be so overdramatic. Oh, my God. I would just knock someone out.
The other stuff you would hear is, like, why do they want to talk about it? Like, seriously, can they just mind their own business? It's their problem. It's their concern. Why do they even want to address it?
Yeah,
that would also be, you know, some corners would come ahead with that. But, you know, going just quickly to talk about Toilet Ek Prem Katha, it's actually very true. It's not because I was actually talking to my mom about this. And my mom's like, huh, well, I sort of kind of had to deal with something like this when I got married. And I was like, should we watch this movie? She's like, no, thank you. I don't want to go through it.
Dad? What?
You know, surprisingly, I couldn't find my dad anywhere near us at that point.
That's
too funny. Counter-question him.
He just left. Okay, great. Okay, so that's fine. I mean, the trailer does seem very uplifting for Padman. It looks like a cool movie. And again, I understand walking that fine line. And Toilet did this, I think, brilliantly, of walking the fine line of giving a social message, making it entertaining, but also making it sellable. Because, you know, there's a lot of great movies. Like, I'm going to bring up a director whose entire career has been doing, you know, poignant, moving, you know, stories. But I bet you any money that majority of my audience won't know who this person is. But so I get that fine line. And I think Akshay Kumar does a really good job of that. And I feel that, you know, no matter how you could say that these movies might be underserved by having a male protagonist or any other sort of shortcoming in story or presentation or approach, I find the fact that these movies even exist, like the fact that Padman even exists and is a movie that people have to watch. I mean, same thing with Silva Mangal Savdhan that came out last year as well about erectile dysfunction. I just feel like all these things that usually happen behind closed doors and people don't talk about because they're either ashamed or you know, think it's taboo or it's, you know, gross or whatever. I like that we're having movies where that's the premise. And yeah. You know, hopefully, yeah, maybe things will get a lot more serious. Maybe we'll have a menstrual cycle movie that's a lot more hardcore and graphic and, like, dealing with a lot more serious topics than, you know, he's a superhero, guys. But at this point, I'm like, I'll take this. This seems like fun. I'll watch this. Why not?
Yeah, it's literally a foot in the door, if you ask me. And so having a prominent male star, like Akshay Kumar, doing a movie like this, it starts a conversation. For and sure. I think by having a male face on it, it's just like, oh, maybe it's not going to be so dramatic. And maybe we should listen to what he's saying.
It's playing it safe. It's playing it safe and ensuring that your message gets across. You know, no matter how much we may or may not agree with that at this point. But let's move on to the next movie that, again, was supposed to come out today. Got pushed back to February. Changing gears into a sort of a spy thriller, which is the movie Ayari. Was that right? Was that?
Yeah.
Cool, thank God. That took me like 3 tries. So Ayari is a sort of a spy thriller coming out on February 9, 2018. It's starring Siddharth Malhotra, Manoj Bajpai as what looked like from the trailer the principal sort of main leads, but the film also stars Anupam Kher, Nasiruddin Shah, and Adil Hussain, which is like three of the most awesomest sort of character actors together in one movie. I doubt we'll see them on the same frame, but you know, c'est la vie. The movie is directed by Neeraj Pandey, and he's the guy responsible for A Wednesday, Baby, Special Chubbies. And he kind of he's got some other movies coming as well. I think he did some other stuff that I didn't like.
Naam Shabana.
I don't think did he direct that?
I think he wrote that.
He wrote that, he produced it. MS Dhoni was the other one that I did not like at all.
And how about Total Siapa? There was that one too. I don't know if he directed that.
No, I think he might have written or produced that at the time. But yeah, his credits are A Wednesday, Special Chubbies, Baby, MS Dhoni, and then he has another movie coming out with Akshay Kumar, Crack. And yeah, so I didn't like MS Dhoni, but so far Neeraj Pandey has been pretty reliable for me, and he excels at that sort of spy. Baby, I thought, was an amazing sort of not the typical Bollywood action thriller that you get. And I'm looking at Ayari in the exact same sort of vein. I've warmed up to Siddharth Malhotra recently from A Gentleman, and most recently Ittefaq, which I was like, whoa. He's growing as an actor, and I find, like, and again, I think this is a movie for him to do something like this is really admirable as well. Combining those serious elements of both those movies, the spyness of A Gentleman with the seriousness of Ittefaq into this movie. You saw the trailer for this, Shruti. What did you think about Ayari?
Actually, I was very impressed because as the trailer was rolling, I was initially I thought, oh, you know, it's about a army guy, intelligence guy. It's going to be about some mission that just went wrong. But for me, it led more to a sentiment that I think is very common in probably our generation or the generations after, where there's this whole concept of loyalty, blah, 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 I'm from here, I'm a patriot. Mm-hmm. But then when you see, so there's that baseline of I'm a patriot, I will do whatever to protect my country. But then when you see the reality of how, honestly, people in power don't give two hoots about loyalty or patriotism or anything of the sort, you know, it sort of leaves a dent in your belief system. So for me, it was more of from the trailer, what I got was, oh, okay, so it seems to be a story about a guy who transitions from loyalty to indifference and is just trying to get the best of whatever he can, either financially or in terms of contacts or in terms of whatever his area of expertise is. But I was very impressed. So I like that. I like how Manoj Bajpai represents his character represents the loyalty and patriot part of it, and you know how it's unquestionable. He's an army man, but his faith in serving and protecting is unquestionable. So I think it seems like a very cool movie. And I have a very funny story about Baby. So when I first when I first saw the title,
movie, guys, the movie, not her baby.
Oh God. when I first saw a movie titled Baby, and I was like, oh, And then I saw Akshay Kumar. I was like, oh, it's probably something rubbish.
Oh my god. Did you think, he becomes a baby?
No, I thought it was some something like Hey Baby comedy. Or like Rowdy Rathore. I'm like, no, I can't deal with any more of this.
Fair enough.
And so I actually hadn't even watched the trailer, but I wanted to watch the movie. So I watched the movie and I was like, okay, that title is just misleading by all means. And so I was in for a genuine surprise, and I was very happy about that. So I loved Baby, and so I have high expectations from Ayari, considering the fact that Ayari, and Ayar means trickster.
Yeah, and Ayari, I think, yeah, I guess, I mean, in the movie, they're kind of, you know, contextualize the word as meaning like, you know, yeah, like deception or you know, mm-hmm. and
a shapeshifter, almost, right, a shapeshifter,
and, and the coolest part of this movie is this is like every sort of spy trope, right? You've got the disguise, the master of disguises. You've got the, you know, the good guy turning bad, but did he? Is he? I don't know, right?
Yeah.
And that the loyalty being questioned, but not really. He goes rogue, and there's all this sort of like it's hard to kind of pin down who's good, who's bad, which I think is the allure. And what I like about this movie is like, you know, going based on your topic of, you know, loyalty and nationalism. I like that in the 90s, or even like the early 2000s, Indian nationalism was depicted in movies as war movies, like the soldiers fighting the good fight, no matter what, putting their lives on the line. And with Baby and a bunch of these sort of other movies, we kind of lift the veil behind the scenes a little bit, where we get to like the political corruption, like as featured in Ram Gopal Varma movies, and we get to see how that affects not street level crime, which is, again, usually like Satya and Ram Gopal Varma films. But we're now kind of seeing this shift into how that affects the national level, like patriotism and national security and the corruption of political officers with this intelligence battle that's getting fought behind the scenes that no one sees. These soldiers aren't heroes. They don't get to put their lives down in a grand gesture. Like, they do everything behind the scenes. And it's very boring. It's very sort of, like, I like it. But completely, to be honest, like if I saw this trailer on my own and I didn't know these actors or this director, this is a very boring trailer. Like nothing happens. Yeah. They're just talking about things that they do, but you don't actually see them do those things. But again, given that this is the guy that did Baby, Siddharth Malhotra is an actor that I'm kind of interested in now. Manoj Bajpayee is always friggin' solid, and you've got three of the most amazing supporting actors kind of in the same movie.
So the intro.
I want to watch this. So yeah. That's Ayari, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to change gears and go to the next weekend after February the 9th, where there's crap loads of movies coming out on the same damn weekend. We're going to start with something a bit smaller and a bit more unknown, but again, great cast. The movie's called Three Stories, releasing February 16, 2018. Also, a little bit of a disclaimer. The release dates we're getting are from IMDb and some from Bollywood Hungama. These release dates for most of the movies that we've talked about up till now, actually, Three Stories in particular, do show the release dates as being just India only. I'm assuming this is because they are smaller movies. They're not the Shah Rukh Khan movie. They're not a Salman Khan movie, so we don't have a wide global release. So definitely check showtimes for whatever country you're in to see when these movies are playing or even releasing at this point. Excuse me. So Three Stories is a sort of a small movie directed by first-time director Arjun Mukherjee. The interesting part about this movie is that it's actually written by Althea Kaushal, I believe, and she's the person that wrote Happy New Year, the Shah Rukh Khan movie, speaking of Shah Rukh Khan movies, and as well as she did the screenplay for Noor. Noor was adapted from a book, but she was the one that did the screenplay. I'm saying Althea, I'm assuming it's a woman. But yeah, so this was the writer, and the film stars, amazingly, Sharman Joshi, Richa Chadda, who we all like, Pulkit Samrat, and a few other sort of known faces, the most important of which is Renuka Sahane, which...
Oh, yeah.
If you've seen movies like Hum Aapke Hai Kaun, she played Madhuri Dixit's sister in that movie. She's usually, you know, sort of bhabhi archetypes. Shruti, do you remember seeing her in anything else?
Actually, that's stretching it a little too much. But she was on a lot of TV shows. I think she's also like an active politician.
I don't watch TV shows, okay?
Well, I used to watch my mom. She used to watch Silab. I had to sit and endure, okay?
So, but she looks unrecognizable in Three Stories.
She was also on Antakshari. She is the host on Antakshari with Anu Kapoor.
Yes! Oh my god! Jesus, like memory flashback to like... You guys missed it, but I just blacked out for like a split second. And
you know, when you were
to
saying...
younger days.
When you introduced Renuka Sahane, I was this close to singing Vaha Vaha Ramji. That's all I can think of.
Oh my god, yeah.
Come up here.
But you can't tell, like, she looks completely different in this movie. When I saw that trailer, I was kind of like, I saw her, and I'm like, is it? And then I looked at the, obviously I did my research, and I'm like, oh my god, it's her. But the movie's weird, right? The trailer is very weird. Yeah. You don't get any information from the trailer. I can't tell you what kind of movie this is. It feels like a very sort of anthology-based Crash style, you know, multiple stories, and they kind of converge through one commonality sort of a situation. What did you think about Three Stories?
Well, first off, I think it's like a good play on words, because they show you a building, they show you three stories. I'm assuming these three separate stories.
They all live on the same sort of
complex. It's three distinctly separate stories. So it kind of had the... I wouldn't go as far as saying Agatha Christie, but that sort of is the first thing that came to my mind. But in terms of mystery and intrigue, and there's this... It seems to be touching a lot of sensitive issues. There's stuff about religion, marriage, money.
I got kind of like a heist vibe from... There's like diamonds involved somewhere, and anytime you have a diamonds in a movie in the story, like I'm always instantly hooked.
And then there's a body in the middle of all of it, and I'm just like, wait, what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely curious. I like that. The only reason I'm interested is the talent behind this movie. And yeah, there's really not much else to say about this one.
Yeah, it's all right. It's one of those things you take a gamble on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it'll come out on Netflix like 2 weeks after it releases theatrically. No, I'm kidding. I hope it does well. Whatever, we'll see what we hear about this movie. All right, change gears to something a bit more upbeat and... Although, I have to say, just as nonsensical, because the trailer gave me nothing for this. But again, just interested because of the cast. The movie is called Dil Jungli, which is 2 U's, 2 E's. God knows why. It's also directed by first-time director Alaya Sen Sharma. The movie stars, and this is the whole reason I'm interested in it, Tapsee Pannu, my favorite Bollywood actress.
Yay!
And Saqib Saleem, another sort of one of those guys who you love to see in movies. Supporting roles mostly. He's done some smaller stuff. But these are the two leads. And this seems to be like the typical sort of, you know, over the years romantic comedy of characters meeting when they're young and going through a different, I mean, various phases of life until they meet up again when they're older and for some reason hotter and, you know, dress better, and of course, because that's how you show age in Bollywood. And yeah, this trailer, Shruti, this movie's also coming out on the 16th of February. The trailer, Shruti, what could you decipher any of this or the plot from this?
The only thing I could get out of it is it's quirky. It's probably going to have a lot of BJs or lame jokes. Poor joke. Lame joke. I'm trying to bring it back.
I love that you had to say that with a lame joke.
Yes, I did.
You had to explain PJ with a poor joke. Oh, that was good.
Story of my life. Story of my life. Nonetheless, it just seems like a very quirky movie. It's one of the. It seems like something that everyone decided to make to let their hair down. Literally, after Tapsee Pannu's set of movies that have come out, I think she just wanted to decompress. Honestly, it just seems like one of those kind of movies that's lighthearted, that has nothing that's trying to teach you anything tell you what to follow. So it just seems really quirky. And it's about the settings. She teaches English. And there's a little bit of status stuff going on in terms of...
I don't think it matters. I really don't think it matters. I don't know why they even bothered to introduce it to their names. I think it should have been like, look at a bunch of scenes from this movie with them being... Like, the jokes didn't land. Like, the one-liners didn't have any impact. Like, I mean, again, this is like
my inner poetess was a little insulted with the opening lines of the trailer. I'm like, oh
with the opening poem. What a beautiful poem. Again, another movie I would give two craps about if it wasn't these stars, Tapsee Pannu and Saqib Saleem.
I think when I'm having a really rough day and, you know, when humanity seems bleak and I have no other movies to watch, I might watch this one.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Okay, all right, let's move on to another sort of a smaller movie. But this one is something I'm definitely interested in, not because of stars, but because of the director. The movie's called Kuch Bhige Alfaz, speaking of poetry. The director is Onir. The movie stars newcomer Zain Khan Durrani in the lead actor role, and the actress is Gitanjali Thapa, which people will recognize her if you've seen Liar's Dice or last year's Trapped. She was in those films. She's been and a bit of, I guess, festival circuit films mostly. Nothing mainstream, nothing commercial. But I haven't seen her in those movies. I haven't seen Trapped, unfortunately. But this looks amazing. The entire movie is all about sort of... it has a very sort of You've Got Mail vibe, or like a Sleepless in Seattle vibe, where essentially the two leads meet mistakenly through a misdial. And they get to talking through text messages and social media, and essentially start having feelings for one another. They kind of have mistaken identities. The girl, played by Tapa, she has, I guess she has some scars, right? I think she might have been a burn victim or something, so she has some facial, you know, skin coloration issues. And he also has a secret. He is a radio jockey who's actually a poet on the side, who's released his poems but has never claimed them. So he's very anonymous. And she tries to woo him by giving him his own lines, which again he doesn't admit that, hey, this is mine. But this is very interesting for only one reason at all. First of all, the trailer looks amazing. The movie looks really sweet. But the director is O'Neill. And for people that don't know, he's the director that's done some really hard-hitting, really social issue movies like My Brother Nikhil, I Am. He has been an activist for the sort of for striking down the homosexual laws in India, bringing change on that front. A lot of his movies have dealt with that sort of thing, homosexuality, rape, you know, male rape, things like that, child abuse a lot in I Am. And he's one of those guys that whenever he makes a movie, it is important, it is worth watching. Although I would have to say this is his only movie that I've seen that he completely changes gears. There doesn't seem to be any sort of hard-hitting issue from the trailer for Kuch Bhi Gail Faz. This seems like a straight-up romantic sort of, not even a comedy, just a romance. And I loved it. Shruti, what did you think of Kuch Bhi Gail Faz? I think you gotta even say it nicely in like music.
Kuch Bhi Gail Faz. Hamare bhi suno. But yeah, well, I think actually when I was watching Kuch Bhi Gail Faz, the trailer does a very good job of infusing some retro moments, like when you have Bella Nasha playing through it. So while I was watching the trailer, it actually reminded me, the whole poetry thing reminded me of Sajan.
Oh, that's right.
So I was watching, I'm like, oh, this is like a new age Sajan. And in terms of, so while Kuch Bhi Gail Faz doesn't seem as hard-hitting as, say, My Brother Nikhil or I Am, I think one of the issues it deals with is body image issues. For instance, so if, say, the lead protagonist, the actress, if she has facial scars from burns, or if it's a skin discoloration issue, we know these are major, major things that go through a girl's mind. Especially if you look at the emphasis on color and complexion and this, that, and the other thing with Hindi movies. Right. Case in point being Viva. Please, I have issues with that movie. Besides making me get all toxic. But
I feel like you'd come back for that in another show. I think that's a longer topic to explore.
but you know, more than that, I think, because one of the things that the girl actually says during the course of the trailer is, oh, they're talking about online dating. And so one of the things that she talks about is, a guy asked her, how do you pick who you're going to go out on a date with? And she's like, oh, if I see a profile without a picture, I click it immediately.
So definitely she's showing that she does have, she is either conscious or has some sort of insecurities with,
I think his poetry sort of, gets her feeling a little more confident, a little less self-conscious, perhaps. But sometimes people find solace in words. Sometimes.
And I mean, and it's also, I mean, now that I think about it, since you mentioned, it's also interesting because, in an age where that is very accessible, that you can, I mean, despite our cell phone cameras, you can speak to someone very easily, you know, continuously throughout the day without ever having met, or just through words, through text and social media and emails or whatever the case might be, and develop a bond that way and have it have nothing to do with, you know, superficiality or, you know, physical body image or whatever. I mean, take a look at, for example, The Lunchbox was another sort of retro version of that, where it's just like exchanging handwritten notes kind of a thing, right? I like this trailer. I mean, again, I don't know what kind of release it's going to get anywhere outside of India, to be completely honest. I'm hoping it does show up somewhere on streaming later on in the year, maybe. I know some of Oni's movies are on Netflix, some are on streaming platforms, so fingers crossed.
I, for one, know. I mean, if it's coming out here, I'm watching it. I don't plan on giving this a miss. This movie actually took me completely by surprise. I didn't even know Owner actually had a movie coming out. So
welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. So the next one is another sort of. I mean, there's a lot of smaller budget movies coming out this month. Not a lot of mainstream known faces, which I think works in their favor. All right, this is gonna take me a second. The movie that we're talking about now is Sonu Ke Titu Ki Sweetie. Is that I think I got that.
Yeah, Jesus, you got that.
My God. Okay, there's like a tongue twister for this one. But the movie is Sonu Ke Titu Ki Sweetie. It's directed by Love Ranjan, who's the director of movies like Pyar Ka Panchnama 1 and 2. And the movie stars Karthik Aryan, Nusrat Bharucha, and Sunny Singh Nijjan. And has an appearance by Alok Nath, which makes me really curious this movie because Alok Nath is swearing in this. Anyways.
Yes.
So essentially the movie seems to be a very sort of... like the typical sort of romantic comedy, but the only difference here is essentially a sort of lovesick guy gets broken up by his girlfriend and decides that the best way to get over his girlfriend is to get married to someone else. Great plan, obviously no problems there. He has a friend who's a bit more of a man's man. He seems a bit more macho, sort of like a Casanova type, and he seems jaded and bitter about women. To be completely honest. So he's always giving him advice like, you know, just rebound, just, you know, hook up, don't, you know, don't get married, blah, 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 blah. So when the girl comes into the picture, the prospective, you know, bride for his friend, she seems like the perfect candidate, right? She seems excellent in every possible way. You know, she's loving, she's nurturing, she's carefree, she works, she's independent, she's strong, she's proud. And there's nothing wrong with her. So the friend obviously becomes even more suspicious. And the entire movie is basically about the friend trying to break up the wedding because he believes she's good, too good to be true. And the girl essentially fighting with the best friend because she loves the guy and she wants to be married to him. The movie's being marketed as a bromance versus romance. And the trailer looks awesome. Like, I think out of all the movies we've talked about so far, like, I mean, not counting Padman and Ayari because, you know, mainstream hero movies, I think this is the one I'm most excited for a movie that I didn't even know existed until I saw this trailer.
Yeah, I agree. Because it throws in that whole Sanskari Bahu thing into it. And just the way they show that entire face-off between the best friend and the bride-to-be, I think that's the more exciting part, because even at the end of the trailer, there's this whole line where she's like, oh, you know, in a fight between a best friend and a girl, the girl always wins. And the guy... the best friend just bursts out laughing. I think it's a very unique concept. I don't think I've seen too many movies made on this. An overprotective best friend, like, dude, why are you wasting your life?
There's even a line where the friend's telling him that, listen, this is your motherly nature coming out to protect me. You're just being protective of me. And I love that because usually when we get movies like this, it's a love triangle. First of all, you know, the girl falls in love with the best friend or some such nonsense. I mean, I'm hoping against hope that's not what happens here.
Yeah.
This movie seems very counterproductive to that. I love, and I mean, I realized this when watching the movie, that I love that for Bollywood movies, the romantic heterosexual relationship always gets more significance than the platonic male relationship. Like, why, like, you know, it's always that the precedence is always the girl, right? Like, the romantic relationship always takes precedence, like the girl says in the trailer. The friendship between two guys that has been around for maybe 10, 20 years always sort of gets either challenged or tossed to the wayside in favor of, well, this is the girl he's going to marry, right? They're the ones that has to be family. That's more important than a platonic male friendship that's not going to go anywhere. Who cares? You can always make friends. But that's kind of what I got from this, that we never see that. There's no movies that have that premise. I mean, obviously there's notable exceptions, but we don't ever see that, right? We never see that, the friendship between two guys being the core central focus of a movie, despite the love story still at play. And I can predict this movie's going to end happily, but I'm still interested in how they work with that.
Yeah, and I think I agree because usually, you know, it's like, oh, well, this person's getting married, to hell with friendship, sort of thing. Or it's like, oh, you know, your friend's a loser, let it be. That's very harsh. But some of the contexts go that way. But I think it's very exciting because from the trailer, it doesn't seem like it's going to turn into a love triangle.
No, I
I
hope it doesn't.
sincerely hope it doesn't because then it'll just dash all my hopes. And if it doesn't, it'll be kind of cool because it's about time that because it's about time there was a movie where, you know, your best friends get as much credit as your marital status. It's about time, but that's
And
just my
I mean,
opinion.
and I also hope the movie does end with that sort of again, a counterproductive trope of, well, you get married, you can't have friends anymore, you have no time for your friends anymore, right? Whereas I hope we're in this situation, it's like, if it is a if everyone's on good terms, then why can't you? Why can't you have a social life after you get married? That doesn't make any sense, right? Like that cliche, I hope. Like, this movie does seem, again, Pyar Kiya Machinima 1 and 2, I've heard have been very sort of progressive in those terms. It wasn't a typical sort of rom-com, and this doesn't look like a typical rom-com, so I'm excited. I do gotta say one thing. The kid here, the friend role, Karthik Aryan, he was also in the first two movies, Pyar Kiya Machinima 1 and 2. And as I was researching this movie, I found out that he has, in both those movies, in each of those movies, he has a monologue, which is considered to be the longest single take monologue by any actor in Hindi cinema history.
Oh,
They're on YouTube. I urge everyone to search these monologues out. The first one is better than the second one. Pyar Kiya Panchnama 1 and 2. Just type in Karthik Aryan long monologue. It is such a brilliant sort of rant. He goes off in each movie about women and relationships, and it honestly sounds like a stand-up bit, which makes me wonder where this kid came from. Does he have a stand-up comedy background? And I'm not kidding to you. It is one long. There are cuts to the people, other people in the scene, and their reactions to him, but you can tell from the audio that he does go on for 5 whole minutes. Like, there's no break. He doesn't pause. He starts getting sweaty, like, progressively. It is one long take. And he just goes off about, like, women, relationships, men, their relationships. Like, it's not all 100% funny, but just like rants, they tend to get the ranting ends up becoming more funnier than the content. So it's a great scene. Again, I urge everyone to check it out. Let's close out this show with a movie that I'm confused. I don't know what the hell this thing is. I don't know how this even started. Like, one
Yeah,
day
that
it
is
just
tough.
dropped on Twitter, and that this movie even exists, and everyone's just like, what the hell? So I'm talking about Welcome to New York, also releasing February 23rd, 2018, directed by Chakri Toledi. Toledi? I don't know how to pronounce that. But the movie stars, let me inhale. The movie stars in lead roles Sonakshi Sinha, Diljit Dosanjh, Karan Johar, Lara Dutta, Bommen Rami, Ritesh Deshmukh, and with appearances by Salman Khan, Katrina Kaif, Rana Dagubati, Aditya Roy Kapoor, Sushant Singh Rajput, Arbaaz Khan, Sohail Khan, and I'm pretty sure a crap load of others uncredited. The movie. I can't. Shruti, what is this movie about? I can't even. I don't know
You
where to
know,
start.
honestly, when I watched the trailer, I thought it was like a parody on Filmfare Awards or something along those lines.
It does feel like it's one of those skits, right, for an award show.
Yeah, because the way the trailer starts and then the way it progresses, it's just, wait, what? I don't know what the purpose, I don't know what Diljit Dosanjh's character is doing,
I don't know what
but he has
anyone's
a lot
doing
of.
in this movie.
Yeah, neither do I. But he has a lot of funny lines. I think the only thing that caught my attention was how they used film dialogue in pretty much most promo. And then Ritesh Deshmukh poking fun at Karan Johar. That just seemed like, you know, Filmfare stuff.
Yeah, you know what? You're absolutely right. Yeah, this seems like not a movie, but like just one of those skits they do for during the award shows. Like those, you know, celebrities get together and make fun of other celebrities, and or pop culture movies of that year or some bullshit, right? I don't know what this is. Like,
But you know, I found a
and
few
guys,
things funny.
I'm not even like trying to be derogatory to this movie that, oh, it's so bad, he's making fun of it. Watch the trailer, please. If you understand what this premise of this movie is,
Tell
please tell me
us.
on Twitter, because, like, from
Tell
what I can ascertain, Diljit Dosanjh is, they win a talent show because someone said, Lara Dutta says that at one point. So they go to New York to be be in the IFA Awards? And Karan Johar plays a villain? I don't know why Ritesh Deshmukh is there.
It seems like it's a double role.
I don't get this movie. So I don't understand what this movie's about. One. Two, who the hell made this thing? Mm-hmm. Like, it's...
Without anyone knowing.
This is the confusion for me, okay? Like, when you think about all these stars in this one big movie, you're like, oh my god, this has to be like a Dharma Productions, like, coup. That, oh my god, all these awesome stars in one movie. This has to be the biggest thing in Bollywood. No one knew what the hell this thing was. No one knew this thing was happening. It came out, like, without a notice. I don't know if you noticed the trailer. I watched this thing, like, 8 times. Not because it was great, but just because I still couldn't understand it. The production values of this movie look like ass.
That's what I thought it was, like a parody. Like a film fair parody.
Honestly feel like this is like extra footage they did do for like an IFA award thing that they just had left over. They're like, let's shoot some additional stuff for like a week. Like, there's a cameo by Sushant Singh Rajput where he looks like he's sleeping. Where he looks like he's just waiting for his money. Where it's like, is this, did someone cut? Where's my briefcase? Like, can I go? Because that's what it looks like. And I bet you all these cameos are that long. I bet you the cameos are just like one line, 2 lines, one appearance, one scene, a couple of hours of shooting. They get their cat sort of money and they just walk away.
Yeah, because the trailer starts with, "Kitne aadmi the?" I was like, oh, okay, this is going to be interesting. And then it just rapidly progresses into the unknown. I'm like, okay. The only thing I found hilarious as it progressed was, I think Sonakshi Sinha is a fashion designer.
Yeah.
And I like how Diljit Dosanjh's character is just like, oh, Darji madam. I burst out laughing. I couldn't stop myself.
I love Diljit. I mean, after Urta Punjab, I'm dying to see him do some more stuff. I don't know if this is what I wanted to see him do, to be completely honest.
I think everyone's going through a decompression phase right now.
Probably. Yeah, okay, well, after Urta Punjab, like, I think he deserves it, even though I think that was, like, 2 years ago. But
well, he did have Filori.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Well, but, I mean, he didn't do much there either, though. But, yeah, I guess, yeah, fine. After Filori, he needs to decompress. Yeah, I don't know what to make of this. A lot of the even settings look like they're green screen. Like, they don't look like they're in real locations. The IFA stage looks fake as ass. The plane scene with Susanna Rajput looks fake. A lot of the actual scenes,
even the dance sequences, it just seems like they were doing a trial rehearsal for like a presentation.
I mean, I don't know if they just shot some stuff behind the scenes of IFA or during IFA Awards to save money. Like, oh well, everyone's gonna be here anyways. We don't have to pay for anything. Like, we don't have to fly them out or go anywhere. No permits needed because we already have camera. Like,
bring me that camera. Stand there. Shoot from that angle.
Produced by Vashu Bhagnani and Jackie Bhagnani. Pooja Entertainment. Names? Yeah, I don't. I mean, not to end on a confusing note, everyone. But yeah, Check out this trailer. Let me know on Twitter at @LashaShahid what the hell this thing is. Thank you, Shruti, so much for being here and taking the time to do this. I know there's a lot of delays, a lot of things you have to shuffle around. I really appreciate it. Thanks you so much for the time.
Thank you, Shah, for having me on here. It's been awesome, man. We should do this again.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, hopefully next time you will come back to do a remake. Hopefully we can take a look at two different movies, whatever you want. It's carte blanche. And that way we can get to know a bit more about you. Well, I already know a lot about you, but I'm saying, you know, people can find out a bit more about you. But thank you so much for doing this. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. This has been another episode of the Split Screen Podcast. Thank you so much for your time. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Google Play Music, or any of the other podcasting apps out there. Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It helps the other people find the show and reach better, newer audiences. Thank you so much for being here, and hopefully we'll see more of each other this year, 2018, barring laryngitis and bronchitis bullshit problems.
Well, it's a promising year in cinema, and other aspects of creativity, so hopefully we hear more of you.
Don't do a better closing to my show than me. How dare you? You're not coming back. Take care, everyone. Bye
guys.